you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Move my balls away and bleach my ass. That's what I said. It's like one of those, that's a saying now. Like when the Penguins scored at the end there, about a minute 30 left. I said, move my balls away and bleach my ass. That's a saying now.
Could shorten that up a little bit.
You said it a little bit more forceful there. I might go back and get
right.
that.
Yeah, kind of did it say it that in. Way. Right. All right. What up, Craig?
Oh, you know, it's a great day.
Why is it a great day?
Because
we're on top of the dirt.
Yes,
one of those
indeed.
Deals. By the way, speaking of that, I retweeted this out, but somebody ruined our Viking funeral.
I saw that.
Family did it without permission.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get permission.
Are you allowed to do it, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was a lake in California somewhere. What, the family put them on a...
Yeah,
raft and they burn them and roll them out in the middle of the lake?
I
didn't read the story.
I have my questions about the legitimacy of that story.
Did you Snopes it?
No, but I tried to find another news source to quote it, and I couldn't. And generally that
points
to...
Yeah, what was it? I didn't even read the story. Did it read fake? I just read the headline and retweeted it.
A little.
Okay. Family in California. Cited for unplanned, I should say unplanned.
I don't know.
Unpermitted Viking funeral.
Well, the detail that threw me off was they quoted one of the relatives that had put together. He said, well, I wanted to make sure it went up, so I put as many flammable things on. They mentioned like leftover fireworks and gasoline. And I went,
no, they didn't do that. Probably didn't do that.
I don't know. I question the legitimacy
okay.
of that.
Well,
plus, when we do it, we're going to go like way into the backcountry.
True.
Where nobody's going to notice.
And with flaming arrows, too.
And again, we're operating under the assumption that I'm going to be the first to go.
It's funny, I told her.
No, we're operating under the assumption that you're the only one that wants that done to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not operating under that, because you know what? A bus hits you tomorrow, or today, whatever. We get that crap. That could happen to anybody, no matter how old or healthy you are. But a buddy of mine back east was at a funeral. Somebody I didn't know, and he was mad because, it was his father-in-law. Went through that with his own father-in-law this past weekend. We never mentioned that. It's nobody's business. But my buddy's father-in-law died, and he'd known this guy for a long time, and they had this big religious thing, and his father-in-law wasn't religious, and the minister didn't even know, screwed up the name again. He was just upset about the whole situation. So I texted him back, and I said, don't worry, when I speak at yours, I'll get it right. And they got all mad. Well, you're gonna go first. I said, geez, I'm not even. I had a buddy of mine's dad get mad at me for that because my buddy's dad is about my dad's age. You know, about 80 years old. A couple years ago, we're at the bar. I went back east. I said, you know, I'll be back when you die. Oh, they get all mad. I said, geez, it could happen to anyone. I get it, but don't get mad. We're not soothsayers.
See, my wife and I have a long ongoing argument
about who's going to go first.
About who's going to go first.
You're the same age, right?
But we both think it's each other. Like, I'm going to die before you.
Oh, I got it. You're the same age.
She's actually about a year and a half older than me.
Yeah, I know, but you're a dude, and your lifespan's not as long.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I keep telling her. I'm like, women live longer.
They do live longer. Even when they're 2 years older than you, they live longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but she argues the exact opposite. No, I'm dying before you. No, not a chance.
All right.
If she's lucky.
I hear so
it
many
It sounds
stories.
Like you're right as you pull out. But.
Yeah, of people who don't regularly attend church, but they still have the funeral at church and, you know, the pastor, minister, whoever.
Oh, my buddies, it wasn't at a church. It was actually just at a funeral home. one of my best friend's mom about 4 years ago. The guy was just a guy they hired and for $40, and
he didn't know her, right?
He pronounced her name wrong twice, her last name wrong twice during the ceremony. Everybody in the whole place knows how to pronounce it, obviously. It was embarrassing for everybody.
Look, anybody who's ever worked with a microphone and some names knows you ask how to pronounce the name.
Right. She wasn't religious at all.
You gotta do that.
Yeah, but my buddy's dad died. Church, funeral, and small town. You got to assume he knew the guy, small town. But just
still messed up.
Right, just the way he talked was so generic.
Right.
He seemed so disinterested.
They're the worst. They're the worst. So for Todd's Viking funeral, whatever one of us is left, so we're just assuming that you're going to go before you want.
Someone.
We're assuming you might not be the last guy standing. Does that sound better than the first guy gone?
Yeah, whatever.
It doesn't matter. You're not,
whatever.
I'm not like Craig anymore. It doesn't matter. I'm not there anyway. Who cares?
It's all for the bit.
It is for the bit. Okay, Puss, since he's younger.
I still think we all need to start practicing with the flaming arrows.
No.
We're going to be out there for a long time.
No, because didn't I see this, and weren't they close? Weren't they shooting it close?
But that's, I thought you know.
We're trying to light it on fire from a close
distance. We're doing point blank.
But see, I thought you were supposed to make it look good and shoot them up in that nice
big arcing
shot that it comes down. And
in
then,
Viking uniforms, too, we're all going to be wearing.
Yeah, helmets, the whole
even
thing.
You guys.
No.
You can wear a cheese hat if you want.
No.
Okay.
No.
There will be no cheese hat if I'm involved.
At Todd's Viking funeral.
What are you going to do to stop
yeah,
it? You're dead.
You're only somewhat involved. You're only peripherally involved.
Taking the arrows to the chest.
Yeah.
The flaming arrows to the back of your head.
If you're lucky.
The target's views on that will not be honored at that point.
In the face.
That too.
So what are we talking about?
Whatever.
Not honoring my request.
Oh, who else? Oh, who had
wearing a freaking cheese hat.
Who had Adam West?
Oh, you know, not many people had Adam West.
Really?
Now, yeah, I tell you what, I expected a lot more. I honestly.
Because he was sick before the new year?
No, it was a short battle with leukemia, but he's, you know, 89 or 88 or whatever
and
it was.
And he's famous enough to stay in people's eyes, you know.
Yes.
Especially with the Family Guy resurgence.
But he's also still been working. You know, he's still been, you know, doing the Family Guy
All
and stuff.
All those things
so,
are true.
You know.
Yeah. Some of the players that had Adam West include, but are not limited to, Big P's Naked Pizza Delivery.
Oh, geez. Can I pay extra to not get that?
No.
I don't even remember where that came from.
And it is naked, not naked.
Okay. We know what it means, though.
Yeah. Period Fairies Slip and Slide gets a hit, as do the Pink Windsox.
Well, that's a band there.
And others. I'll leave the others out of it.
If you're
call Puss and ask him.
If you're of a certain generation or just, you know, like history, check out the documentary about Adam West's life, about, you know, his Batman heyday, and he was a serious actor before that, and then he was typecast in the 70s. It's a really good documentary, and if you look it up, Puss.
I'm pretty sure I met Adam West.
It's a great documentary.
At a car show when I was about 8 or 9
really?
Years old.
Man,
you know?
See right there. I do not remember that. He was still doing that.
Yeah.
That means in the 80s he was still doing
late
that.
Yeah, late 80s somewhere. Yeah, like the Batmobile was at the car show.
The article's great. He had to pay the bills, so he'd put the outfit on through the 70s and early 80s, obviously maybe even mid-80s, and do car shows and things.
Last week, members of a congressional committee at a public hearing blasted former President Obama and his attorney general for allegedly covering up an investigation into the death of a Border Patrol agent killed as a result of that, you remember, the government gun-running project known as Fast and Furious, Operation Fast and Furious.
Eight. It was called Fast and Furious 8.
They released a nearly 300-page report that found that the Eric Dick Holder's Justice Department tried to hide facts from the loved ones of the Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. And they said that Obama's assertion of executive privilege to deny Congress access to records pertaining to Fast and Furious was not good.
They were not good. Okay.
Not good and not right. If you remember, this is the operation where the feds allowed criminals to buy guns in Phoenix and then transport them to Mexico. As we tried to keep track of them, we lost track of 1,400 of the 2,000 guns.
I remember that.
Right. Good work.
We lost track.
Yes, and then tried to cover it up, including covering up how the gentleman passed away.
I'm not defending it.
Exactly. There is, right, and you can't.
I wasn't going to.
Right, and not just you. Plus, it was just a bad thing all the way around. Yeah. Everybody knows it. Another story that came out. You know, we
remember that for the future. By the way, when there's stuff you can't defend, just you move on from it and say it.
You can't defend it. Like that was bad.
Like we're in the middle of that right now. There's a lot of things you can't defend, but you'll try. Not you,
right?
But if people will. You can't.
Right. You can say.
Trump's
still be supportive of that administration and say, well, they kind of effed up there.
You can say that.
Right.
You can say that.
Kind of, or very much so, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. You could say, well, they really effed up there and still stand behind your man.
Yeah. Another story that, God, it just slays me. Another one of the health stories, you know, that's good, that's bad. And they tell you that the whole, you know, eat the whole grain breads and it has to be whole grain. Well, now they say that's no better for you than the processed white bread is the latest thing to come out last week.
Man, you know, we have both at the house, but I don't mind white bread because if it's there, it's there.
I love the white bread.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, now that I know it's okay for the kids, and, so I don't care. Anyway.
They say it's no different. Yeah. I mean, but it doesn't make sense that it's no different.
Because it is bleached and stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's bleached, it's processed, it's this, that, and the other thing.
You don't need anesthetized when you're getting your butt bleached.
All right.
Exactly. But now they're saying, it's fine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
So when they asked me what kind of bun I want on my Subway sandwich, doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
That's what they're saying. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, and I don't see how it's right. I haven't really looked into it that much.
Well, to be honest
with you, article.
To be honest with you, I've been eating wheat bread or rye bread for years, and I just like the flavor better. So
there is much more flavor.
That's why. So then, like, I'm going to change back to white bread because it's not.
I was operating under the assumption
whole grain bread is just more flavor to
it. Right. The whole grain bread had more fiber to it.
The whole bit.
Yeah.
But they say, you know, when after you look at it, it's no real difference.
All right.
Yeah. You just put it on a.
But it doesn't make sense.
Put it on a couple of pieces of Wonder Bread. Call it good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, some of those whole grain breads are too—they're too dense.
Well, some of the thick kind. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm not talking. I wouldn't buy the thick. Yeah, that's too.
Well, no, even just a regular slice. It's just thick. A very dense piece of bread. Hard to make a sandwich.
No, I buy those little skinny buns.
Oh, they're good too. Yeah.
Whole grain, but now it doesn't make any difference. No, it doesn't. Just go to the cheap.
Just eat it.
99 cent a loaf white bread stuff.
Yeah. Scrape the mold off and have a sandwich.
Yeah, does it matter if it's moldy or not?
That's penicillin, man.
No, it's, yeah, I think it does matter.
I throw it away when I see mold on it, but
I don't think all mold is penicillin.
Cheese, you can do that.
Penicillin
bread, not so much.
Is mold, but not all mold is penicillin.
I don't know. Check with Dr. Mead on that one. I think she recommends you a lot of mold.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't doubt it. Right.
I wouldn't doubt it. If all mold was penicillin, I'll have it.
Speaking of, by the way, I wouldn't doubt that global warming. So I'm taking a whiz at our golf tournament before the tournament. And I'll go into the bathroom and about just me and another dude in there. Two urinals down, a dude looks down and he goes, "Too bad that global warming's horse crap." He got it. It was great, man. He's playing a character in a story. I like that. It was very nice.
That is funny. That is too bad.
And that is the place to impart your...
Oh, your wisdom.
Yeah. Your climate science.
That's right.
In the urinal.
Yeah, that is the place.
Well, that's what you think about when you get your dink in your hand.
Yeah. Among other things.
Climate.
Yeah. Right.
But mostly climate change.
San Francisco posting federal climate change information that was deleted by the EPA. If you remember, the EPA's website had some climate change information. They took that off about a month before Trump announced he's pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. So they just took that down and said, well, it's not true.
God, we keep forgetting he did that. Everybody hates him for that.
So the mayor of San Francisco said that San Francisco is joining 11 other communities around the country in posting the information.
Good for them.
Snowflakes.
Libtards.
Can't live by the rules, so you make your own. The hell is this?
Anxiety and stress are on the rise.
In the morning.
Pretty much
that
all
means
day.
Premature births, premature deaths, and a higher risk for disease.
Great. Why is it on the rise? Anxiety and stress. That's life. We get
look
it.
Look around.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in this country or?
No, I know why.
All over the world.
Around. I know why. I watch the damn TV. Can't get a break from it.
Has to do with hostility from the 2016 presidential election, they say.
That's pretty bad.
The morons at Harvard.
They are. According to Dr. Mina. The rest of us think Harvard's
but
pretty
she
smart.
She went to the ASU of the yeah. Ivy League. So what's she?
How about how Jared Kushner got into Harvard? That was great. How Marr ripped him for that.
They say
he's
that,
the only one that does that, though. Money or he's a legacy from Harrisburg. Of course, that was Faber. Anybody getting Faber?
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
That was on yesterday.
It was. I saw it.
And I couldn't turn away.
I clicked it off for a second myself. Animal House is on it. It was on a movie channel, too, wasn't it? It was on like a
Cinemax or something.
Cinemax, yeah. I thought it was, yeah.
I would think there's a lot of
morons at Harvard, man.
Are resting easy after the 2016 election.
Actually, they're not because they see what they voted for.
That so, all their dreams are finally coming
true. Oh, that's
true.
He's getting a lot of stuff done.
Right.
Oh, no, that's the key to this whole situation anymore. That nothing's can, getting done.
That they can finally sit back and relax because the guy that's in there
is just smooth sailing.
Is going to take care of everything and do everything that he promised.
That's true. They're all going to get new jobs. They're going to keep your health care because he promised he wouldn't get rid of your health care.
Oh,
he actually promised that.
It's going to be tremendous.
He promised
it. It's going to be tremendous.
Wouldn't cut Medicaid. He promised he wouldn't cut Medicaid. They get audio. They get audio him saying that.
Let's throw money at it and make it the best in the world.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Well, that's what he said.
They had to cut it first.
No. He said, let's just throw money at it and make it the best in the world.
Right. So there's got to be 25% of the people out there in this country that are just kicking back and
relaxing.
Saying, hey. Things are finally where they're supposed to be.
No, I saw there's some military communities are hedging their bets now. They're not really big Trumpers anymore because they're looking into it the right way. Like, well, he's not really doing anything.
Yeah.
You can argue all you want about semantics, about all the crap he's saying, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah, but it's going to get done. So
that's a good point, Todd. I'm waiting.
So they can relax.
I am.
I think a lot of people are just fine.
Yep.
And then others are just freaking out.
34% are just fine.
Relax.
Right?
Going to be okay. The sky's not falling.
34%.
Yeah. Falling. And a scientists say they've discovered dozens of genes linked to human intelligence. A new array of more than 50 smart genes accounts for 20% of the differences in IQ tests. The study of nearly 80,000 people says the findings show that differences linked to high IQ are associated with higher risk of autism as well. One of the newly discovered genes can help explain the link, but more study is needed. This is in the journal Nature Genetics.
All right.
There is a new vending machine in Moscow and in other places as well.
Vodka?
No.
Because that'd be cool.
It will sell likes for your Instagram picture.
Oh, shoot me in the head.
For about 90 cents, you can get 100 likes on a picture.
So you know you're paying for them, and then when you see the likes, you feel better about your photo.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
You know you're paying for them.
Other people see that your photo is very popular.
Yes, and so then they jump on.
Oh,
they think, everyone else likes it, I might as well.
If you want the deluxe package, you can get 150,000 likes or followers for $850.
Because that's what matters.
Like us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire and Facebook, official Facebook page.
That's a vending machine, Craig?
It is.
So you got to stand there and put 850 ones into the slot?
No, Bitcoin.
And hope that it doesn't kick them back out because they got a weird grid.
Or maybe just
charge
a card.
Yeah.
You know how vending machines will take up plastic.
How much? $850?
$850 will give you 150,000 followers.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
So this is a whole... So now that... It won't matter then to people if they have a bunch of followers because people are just going to say they bought them.
Well, that is not uncommon.
I understand that, but there are people that make money on Instagram because they promote stuff.
Yeah.
And there's companies that pay them.
Yeah.
I just read something here recently. They were talking about, I think it was Katy Perry's Twitter account. They were the story had come out that like the vast majority of her followers were probably fake.
But she didn't know that, though, because Trump's are apparently a bunch of those are fake, too.
Yeah.
There's a big rich people paying for bots for Trump I saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But Katy Perry has a ridiculous amount. It's 6 million or something like that?
It was like 60 million.
Well, she's, oh, that's yeah. her yeah. wheelhouse. That's her wheelhouse, though. Chicks that are into that, you know, young girls. Yeah. Well, she's got great cans, but that's not why they're into it. That's why we're into it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Do we follow her?
No.
No, we don't.
No.
Because apparently she doesn't much interesting to say.
It's
oh, she had a thing. She's making news today.
Well, her and Taylor Swift hate each other. What's she saying now?
I saw the headline.
Two different things.
All right. Tease that.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, we don't follow
we'll her. Just tell us.
Katy Perry, because we're on Team Taylor.
No,
I like Katy Perry better than Taylor Swift.
No, we'll get into it when later on.
I just said that out loud, by the way.
She has 99.8 million followers.
Oh, jeez. We're a little behind her.
Boom.
Follow us, by the way, if you can.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.